Welcome to the Master Your Money podcast from drscottbrown.com. Get inside the thinking of investment masters of stocks, bonds, derivatives, retirement, and taxation.
Our guest today is the son of a gifted entrepreneur and business manager. Len Turner caught his teeth in management running his father's oil and retail conglomerate, Turner Oil. This experience gave him the skill to assemble and manage a large team of professional programmers. The result is the best and most user-friendly screen trading platform in futures. Today, tens of thousands of professional traders use Track and Trade Live Futures platform. Len, what are the basic steps folks need to take to start trading futures?
Well, thanks, Scott. I enjoyed being here. Thanks for the introduction. That was awful kind of you. And I guess just to jump right into it, to begin trading futures, you know, a lot of people want to have just a small background about what the commodities are that they are trading. It doesn't hurt to have a little bit of a background in the oil industry, which is where I come from, but to be able to trade crude oil and things like that. But if you've got just a little bit of a background, and it doesn't need to be you don't have to have come from a farming background to trade wheat, corn, and soybeans. But I think just a little bit of a background knowledge of, maybe the seasonal nature of markets. If you think about it, for example, we have different types of commodities that we trade. We have perpetually produced commodities like a gold or silver, which are coming out of the ground all year long. And then we have annually produced commodities like gold and corn. Corn and soybeans and wheat. Those types of commodities are annually produced, and they have cycles to them. You know, for example, let's talk about corn. For example, you plant it at the same time every year, you harvest it at the same time every year, bring it to market at the same time every year. And so this causes different types of trends to occur over and over and over again, reoccurring cycles year after year after year. So just having a simple basic knowledge of that type of a situation with the currencies or with the commodities that you're trading is going to be very helpful. But I often tell people, they say, well, what do I need to do to get in and start trading these things? I think the biggest thing to do is just jump in with both feet. The biggest thing you need is the tool, and the basic thing you need is the software. I mean, you need to first of all, grab that software tool, crude oil, prices of corn, wheat, and soybeans, just like you can a stock, just like you would IBM or Google or Apple. Prices go up and down, and you buy low and sell high. And probably the best way to do it is just jump in with both feet, grab the software, get the demo account, start watching prices.
So what are the most important skills starting futures traders need to master?
Well, the skills are, you know, first of all, you need to have a little bit of a knowledge about how to use a computer. I mean, I see a lot of traders come in, and sometimes us older guys have a hard time, you know, managing software applications because we're not real familiar with computers. The younger guys don't have that problem, but so, you know, a basic skill is just a little bit of computer knowledge, because you do have to know how to use a computer. But, you know, the skills that you're going to need can be taught to you by a number of different locations, or how to use a computer, how to use the software. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve in there, just getting to understand the markets, the commodities market, and the Forex market are a little bit different than the stock market. We use a little bit of different terminology. But for the most part, you know, if you're familiar with markets, it'll be an easy transition. There'll be a little bit of a learning curve. But for the most part, you can jump right in, grab the software. You can't really hurt the software, and you're in a demo account, so you're not going to lose any real money. And just get in and start buying and selling and figuring these markets out. You know, we have a number of different tools that we teach you. In the software, you know, how to look at trend lines, how to look at recurring price patterns. We look for projections and retracements and those types of things, the technical analysis of the market. And then we meld that, of course, with the fundamentals of the market, you know, learning that the long-term trends are driven by the fundamental nature of markets, and the short-term trends are driven by the technical nature of markets. And so melding those two together can give you kind of a nice 1-2-3 knockout punch.
So you've spent quite a few years in the markets, and you've seen a lot of different people trading different things, and you've actually seen their accounts who have been successful, and you've seen people's accounts who've been unsuccessful. You've been at this for decades. What's the difference? What is it that people who are successful at this are doing differently from people who are not successful at this?
Well, the biggest, you know, we have these little mantras that we try and use in this industry to try and remind ourselves of what we should be doing. And the biggest one and the number one thing that I think people need to remember is cut your losers short and let your winners run. And that's not just a cute little saying. You know, we need to really live by that. If the market starts going against you, get out. You know, a lot of people are worried about a commission. And that's one of the biggest fears that people have is that they're going to have to pay a commission. So they'll sit through a huge drawdown, $200-$400 drawdown, so that they don't have to pay that $3 or $5 commission. And it's just it's a horrible thing to try and break people's bad habits of being penny pinchers, you know, where they don't want to spend $3 on a commission, but they're willing to sit through a $200 possible drawdown and end up taking a large loss because the market continues to go against them. So there are some situations where you have to be conscientious, cut your losers short, let your winners run. There's another one, the trend is your friend until it bends or ends. You know, we want to always be trading with the trend. We want to look at the long-term markets to see where the trend is overall, and then we want to execute our shorter-term positions down on the shorter-term trading time frames, like a 30-minute or a 15-minute chart. And this is where we get in and we maximize our potential through the use of using smaller time frame charts, but we're still very conscientious of the overall long-term trend. So we want to trade with the trend, only take the trend positions. We don't like to trade the counter trends. The reason we don't generally like to trade the counter trends is because the counter trends are generally not as long. They don't last as long as the trend themselves. The markets move in waves. Two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward once again. So that two steps forward is a much longer opportunity for us to get into the market. That one step back is difficult because by the time the market...
If you like to trade or want to learn how, come see what markets we're watching at tradementors.com and join the club for free.
Pulls back that one step and then turns around and starts to rally once again. It's difficult to move our stops to break even. And that's the major goal. You know, you want to just find the trend, get in with the trend, and get your stops moved to break even. And then once your stops are moved to break even, you can basically wipe the sweat off your brow and then, you know, continue on with the trade. I have a small a mantra that I like to use, another one that's called count, measure, setup, trigger, and follow through. Those are the basic five steps to a successful trade, and those are the things that we want to be conscientious of. And it's that follow-through step. You know, once you get into the market and establish yourself into the market, that follow-through step is oftentimes the most difficult step of all. You know, anybody can get into the market. The real secret is getting out of the market and where to take profits. So, or to cut your losers short. You know, oftentimes people will let their losers run and cut their winners short, and they're doing just the opposite of what they need to be doing.
So, let me see if I understand. When professional futures traders cut their losers short, the best way they do that, you're saying, is through the stop loss order, correct? And what is that exactly?
Well, a stop loss order is an order that you put when you enter the market. You get into the market and then you put an order behind the market, which is basically your risk versus reward ratio is what we call that. So you have a projection of where you think the market's going to go, or some kind of idea of a projection level of where the market profitability might be, and then you have a risk area back how far you're willing to risk in case you're wrong. And so you want to have those ratios set up so that you have at least a 2-to-1. Oftentimes traders will have a larger than 2-to-1 ratio of risk versus reward ratios. But you want to have a stop loss order is what we call them. It's an order that's placed behind the market, and you continue to trail that up closer and closer to your entry point as the market moves in your favor. Now, if the market starts to move against your position, that stop loss order is there as a protection to get you out of the market so you don't lose too much money.
Great. So that certainly makes it understandable in cutting losers short. What about allowing winners to run, as you were saying? It sounds like you allow that to happen by trailing stops. So I think people really understand what needs to be done to cut losers short, Lan. It's probably more difficult to understand how to allow winners to run. It sounds to me like you're using trailing stops. I'd like you to explain what trailing stops are. But then within light of this risk to reward ratio, if you're setting some sort of upward or downward profit target, that could also cause you to prematurely cut a really large win short as well by taking a profit too soon. So could you explain that dynamic? How do trailing stops help ride winners? How can you keep the profit target from interfering with allowing winners to run?
Well, let's talk about this. This is a kind of a deep subject. So give me just a minute to explain several different strategies. The first of all, the first strategy is, you know, what if we get into the market with just one contract? When we trade commodities, we don't trade like we do in the stock market where we have a number of shares. We trade a contract, a contract or two contracts or three contracts. And so when we trade contracts, let's say we just get in with one contract. Generally, what we'll do is we'll place our stop order behind the market to a certain percentage or level of support. And then we trail that stop up to break even, and we look for the market to bring it up to break even with one contract. And then as the market continues to rally, we want to use areas of support and resistance or mathematically calculated trailing stop locations to move our stop up and lock in those profits. As the market then turns around and starts coming back against us, that's where those maximizing the trade potential, the profit potential of those individual trades would come into play, where that stop order would then intercept the market price and stop you out and take you out of the market. So you're trying to maximize your profit potential simply by trailing your stop up the market behind levels of support and resistance or mathematically trailing stop locations. If you can trade with multiple contracts, if your account size allows, you can get in with multiple contracts and you can break your stops apart. So let's say you get in with three contracts. You can then move one stop up very aggressively on, let's say, a 30-minute chart. And then when that 30-minute chart turns around and retraces, you take your profits off on the 30-minute chart. But on the longer-term chart, because you have multiple contracts, let's say you have one stop that you're trailing and you're analyzing on the two-hour chart. So you would then use a different stop location that would be broken apart, and you'd have a more looser location, I would say. Maybe the smaller time frames are more aggressive. And then the further out the time frame is the chart, let's say you're on a two-hour chart, your stop wouldn't be held quite so close. And so you might have a longer staying power, and that second stop would trail up with a longer trend and would eventually intercept the market and stop you out with a second opportunity with a larger profit than on the first smaller time frame. And then if you were trading with that third contract, you could maybe go all the way out to the daily chart, and you could use that contract or that stop loss order to trail out on the daily chart, and that would, you know, maybe be into the market maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks and give you a much larger staying power and a much larger profit potential by breaking your stops apart using smaller time frames and different strategies on different time frames for the same trade entry can give you more staying power, more profit potential.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was after. What I want my students of this course to understand is that we have some very powerful systematic processes that Lan Turner can teach you how to put into play. Any final words, Lan, before we finish this training?
Well, the biggest thing I would like to say in the end is cut your losers short and let your winners run. The biggest problem that most new traders have is that they cut their winners short. They see themselves making a little bit of profit, and so they jump in and they take the profit. Try to avoid that urge. Let that winner run. If it's giving you money, let it go. And then trade the trend. Don't trade the counter trend. The trend's much longer. There's going to be more money in there. And the counter trends barely oftentimes give you enough time to move your stop to break even before they turn around and come against you. So cut your losers short, let your winners run, and the trend is your friend until it bends or ends.
Wise words. Thank you so much, Lan.
Here's where the rubber hits the road so that you can start to think and grow rich. Go to drscottbrown.com right now to get an online stock investment training worth $200 for free entitled, How an Illiterate 18-Year-Old Minimum Wage McDonald's Cook Becomes a Millionaire in 50 Years.